Before we start, please be aware that this is an AI-generated audio. Now let's get started. In the eerie gloom of what was once lush with verdant splendor, the charred remnants of our Earth smolder beneath a churning sky, a testament to the green havoc that has reshaped our world. This isn't a narrative woven from fiction, but a harrowing tale spun from the loom of environmental neglect and climate disasters. Green havoc is not just destruction. It's a monumental shift in how nature interacts with the remnants of human civilization. In this new age where eagles wheel under skies streaked with pollution, where once majestic forests stand silent except for the creaking of dying trees, we walk you through the manifestations of nature's wrath. From scorching infernos ignited by a sun wrathful in its disregard, to the subtle poisons filtering down through soil into the very sources of our sustenance, this era is marked by extremes. Nature, long tormented by human hands, now wields seemingly cruel instruments of retribution. The wildfires that ravage what remains of our woodlands have become increasingly ferocious, leaving behind nothing but the acrid scent of ash and lost memories. It harkens back to the underground refuges discussed in Caverns of Hope, Underground Refuge, or Tomb for Humanity. Will these below-surface sanctuaries eventually become our only escape from the fiery maelstrom above? Amidst these environmental upheavals, animal kingdoms have been overthrown, with new, grotesque adaptations coming to light, echoing the disturbing transformations spotlighted in Harbingers of Dusk, wildlife's twisted adaptations to nightless days. Consider the polar bears, once the masters of Arctic ice, now roaming the desolate tundras, their white fur stained with soot, in search of rapidly dwindling prey. Our waters, once teeming with vibrant life, have become silent graveyards. Toxins and plastics have woven into the fabric of marine environments so inextricably that certain sea creatures have evolved with plastics ingrained in their very being. Mutated coral reefs, brittle and bleached, snag the remains of fish caught in a lifeless dance, while the shores are littered with the spoils of human excess. In this relentless cycle of despair, human ingenuity still sparks in the darkness, much like the bioluminescent flora adapting to perpetual daylight. Agricultural endeavors have reached new peaks of desperation, with crops engineered to survive on the scant moonlight that breaks through heavy clouds of smog. The consequences? Altered nutritional values are leading to a host of new deficiencies, with the poor bearing the brunt of these undesirable mutations. The impacts are profound and far-reaching. Urban landscapes dismembered by engulfing vines that twist around crumbling infrastructures, symbolically and literally pulling apart the old order. And as these once tamed plant species run amok, we find our efforts to maintain a semblance of the past are as fleeting as sand slipping through our fingers. Our shrinking world is engulfed by an ever-creeping wilderness, itself an ironic reflection of a rewilding gone awry, far from the bucolic visions once dreamt of. So stands humanity, caught betwixt the fading light of hopeful endeavors and the stark, unyielding reality of a bruised world exacting its toll. This article, Green Havoc, the Eco-Crisis Igniting Nature's Wrath, seeks not only to inform and engage, but to carve a vivid image of a present that may yet still become our future, unless the course is corrected with actions more potent than words.